Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander, producing and engineering the show today. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this. It is Tuesday, February the 10th, 2015. Hope you're having a good week so far. We are coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, with live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And we have our podcasts usually available within about an hour or two after the conclusion of the show. That's at buckmastershow.com. We'll get things rolling with our contributor on Washington and governmental affairs, Terry Bracey. 20 past the hour, it's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. And Shelley came in with a pretty good-sized smile, which means that we've got some movement north on the Dow. Things looking pretty good today. And 30 minutes past the hour, the Big Gem Show. This is the show that kind of started it all. It's the Tucson Gem and Mineral Society, their main event. I think it gets underway Thursday, and I know it runs through Sunday at the Tucson Convention Center. We'll find out about that. It is the 61st annual. Then we'll close out the show with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report, presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Our contributor telling us what's going on the arts will be Margaret Reed, Tucson Weekly Arts Writer. Buckmaster Show Live Line 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Let's go to the live line right now and talk with Terry Bracey, our expert on Washington and government affairs. Terry has enjoyed a long and distinguished career. Beginning as a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall, he went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He is senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents Tucson and the Central Arizona Project among their Arizona clients. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm great. Good afternoon.
Great time of year for sports fans. You've got March Madness, which I know you love college basketball, and then I know you love baseball. You got spring training just a few weeks away. Going to catch some games perhaps in Florida?
We are. We just came down here for a few weeks to catch the start of spring training, see a few games, and get back in time for when Congress really gets going. This Caleb Mueller story is just a tragedy, isn't it? I mean,
that's horrible.
Oh, it just breaks your heart. I mean, this idealistic young woman goes over to help people and ends up in the hands of the evilest people in the world.
Yeah.
It breaks your heart.
It really does. Certainly our prayers and thoughts going to her family and in Prescott. It's really it really hit home here in Arizona today. Thank you for bringing that up, because it really is a heartbreaker. The president's budget, Terry, has been declared dead on arrival by Republican leadership. Is that just talk, or what do you make of that?
Well, Bill, in truth, every president's budget dominates what's actually spent, whether it's President Reagan, President Clinton, President Bush, or President Obama. Ultimately, the Congress will pass somewhere between 80% to 90% of what is recommended by the president, who is simply reflecting what the different agencies of government need to run. There's about 10% or 15% of it that's political and which has political direction to it, and that's where the argument rests in Washington. And I think there will be some major disagreements in some areas. But fundamentally, I think the president's budget says to the Congress and the country, we've made a lot of savings. We have over $1 trillion in savings coming. The deficit's coming down. And we have a whole bunch of unmet needs in defense and in domestic affairs. And he's calling for an end to this era of discretionary cutbacks. So it's a big budget in that sense, and that's going to be the big debate. But you know, Bill, if we were just talking about Tucson, as I've looked through the budget carefully, I see an awful lot of positives in here for the programs we're interested in. You want to go through them one by one?
Yeah, we can go through them one by one. Well, you say there's some positive. There's also, of course, some big challenges. We can talk about that in a minute. And, of course, that would be the A-10. But what do you see some of the positives, Terry?
Well, we've been very dependent upon the COPS program and done very well with there are probably maybe 100 Tucson policemen on the street because of these federal grants. Well, that's been expanded again this year and gives us another chance. Also, there's a lot of interest in the Tucson area in a sort of second chance programs for people coming out of prison, getting them into the community, and the president's doubled the budget on that. So I imagine we'll be seeking some grants there. Housing is a big issue for us in Tucson, and the city does a lot to underwrite housing for the poor. We have the Home Investment Partnership, which is a formula program which produces a good bit of money for the city. That's been increased. And the homeless, I was listening to the news and heard about the controversy about downtown. Well, the president's thrown $345 million more into the homeless assistance grants programs for the cities. So I suspect we'll be after some of that money as well. Then there's the Section 8 title based rental assistance program, which has also been increased. Child care programs have been increased dramatically. There's been a proposed tripling of the child care dependent tax credit for families making $120,000 or less. A tripling of that tax break would put a lot of money in the pockets of those families. And then on the plus side, the big, big thing is transportation. As you know, we get an awful lot of federal transportation money. Tucson has been extremely fortunate in that regard. And we're now looking in Tucson potentially at the new rail programs for the future, and they've raised the rail budget, the new starts budget, up to $3.2 billion. That's more than a billion-dollar increase. Now, Congress will pare that back some, but there's going to be a big increase in that area. People love transit. Then the Tiger Grants. We won our streetcar in a competitive process, competing with actually 5,000 applications. But this year, the president's proposing to put $7.5 billion out there over the next 6 years for these same kinds of competitions. And I know we're already looking to compete for a Tiger Grant to help accelerate the movement of people through Mariposa and up I-19. There's a lot of infrastructure improvement that's needed there. I know we're going after that.
Terry, Jim, our friend Jim Kelly, has been waiting on the live line. He has a question about the federal government's role in the county's road budget. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you, Bill. Mr. Bracey, is there an opportunity for us to get some extra federal fund help with Mr. Huckleberry's initiatives, particularly with the aerospace corridor and the Sonoran corridor, separate from I-19 or I-11?
Jim, maybe. In two ways, we can look at that. One is from the Tiger Grant standpoint. I don't know, but that requires that the Metropolitan Planning Group, that includes the county, the city, and other cities around, puts it on its must-do list. But secondly, there's a big expansion of the freight program, and I know that Mr. Huckleberry has been very interested in the Port of Tucson and seeing what we could do to maximize the development of that. I think both of those, there's a freight program and a Tiger program that could be addressed.
Terry, we're quickly running out of time, but I want to talk about the area that it looks like it's a big challenge, and that, of course, is defense with the early retirement of the A-10. Your comments, please.
Well, first let me say that with Senator McCain being the chair of the Armed Services Committee and dedicated to saving the warthog for as long as he can, and Rep. Martha McSally now, a former pilot, A-10 pilot, doing the same thing, and Ruben Gallego of Phoenix, equally interested. I think we have a good chance to keep that program going for a few more years. It's being used against ISIS today. But the truth of the matter is, Bill, that the Air Force ultimately gets what the Air Force wants. And they want to move A-10s, and unfortunately, they want to move some of our C-130s also at Davis-Monthan out of use. That doesn't mean they're not going to be replaced with new equipment, and that doesn't mean that Davis-Monthan might not end up, after all this reorganization, in a better place than it is today. I think it will. But, yeah, those are real challenges. We'll fight year by year to see how we can do. At the same time, I'm sure DM-50, the city, and others will be looking at a more long-term strategy for DM.
What do you know about a possible base realignment and closure known as BRAC, another one of those coming up?
Well, the president, this is the second time the president has requested, and the Pentagon is requesting, the authority from Congress to close bases and go through that process. It may pass this year. Something we've got to do. We have too many bases, and but I don't think Davis-Monthan would be a target. As a matter of fact, I think Davis-Monthan is one of the finest Air Force bases in the country, and that's not my opinion. That's the opinion of military I talked to at the Pentagon.
All right, Terry. So definitely some positives in the budget and how it pertains to Tucson and Pima County, but the defense area, I know you'll be keeping a very close eye on. And on the negative side, on the transportation, what's the downside? And real quickly, Terry, I'm just about out of time.
The downside is we're running on two-year extensions of the Highway Trust Fund budget. And it's running out of money. And we need a six-year program to be passed by the Congress. I'm not sure they'll do it. But if they don't do it, we have a real problem funding the Highway Trust Fund, the Transit Fund, and all of these things. So that's the downside. We've got a real scrap on our hands there.
Okay, Terry Bracey, enjoy the sunny weather in Florida. You're in a great place. So are we here in Tucson with 80 degrees, 80-plus degree temperatures here. Hey, it can't get much better than this, Terry, can it?
It can. I was in Arizona last week for CAP, and it was beautiful, just beautiful.
Have a great day, Terry. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Terry Bracey with us, our contributor on Washington and government affairs, giving us the rundown on how the president's proposed budget will affect or possibly affect Tucson and Pima County. We'll be right back. Shelley Fishman coming up next.
It's time again for the Pima Council on Aging's Ages and Stages Expo. Join us for this free event on Saturday, February 28th at the Casino del Sol Resort. There'll be exhibits, educational seminars, demonstrations, prizes, and live entertainment. Learn lots of new ways to enhance your life as you grow older. Ages and Stages is brought to you by CareMore, Jackson White Attorneys, Zounds Hearing, Cascades of Tucson, Desert Diamond Casino, and the Assistance League of Arizona. So, don't miss Ages and Stages on February 28th, because if aging isn't your issue now, it soon will be. Call 790-0405 or visit us online at pcoa.org. PCOA, the place to go for help when you don't know where to start.
Did you know that Goodwill of Southern Arizona spends 90 cents of every dollar supporting 5 youth programs, 5 adult programs, and over 500 full-time jobs? When you donate and shop with Goodwill, you strengthen our community by empowering children, adults, and people with barriers to employment. Friendly employees are ready to assist you with your donations at over 40 locations across Southern Arizona. Drop-off locations and more information are available at GoodwillSouthernAZ.org.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Hi, wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, the person we recommend for all of our financial needs, certified financial planner, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how are you?
I'm well, Bill. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. There was an old Moody Blues song, Ride the Seesaw. Well, we've been seesawing up and down, haven't we?
We have been, as predicted, very volatile, and the direction kind, you know, appears to be mostly up, but I think before the end of this year and the gains that are predicted for the year, we're going to see more and more of the same.
And you have predicted for the year that we would be on the upside by
6 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and unemployment down at around 5.2, and GDP growth in the area of 3.5 to 4.
And we're barely on the positive side, I think, for the year. But it's been kind of a rough month, the first month of the year.
The first month
was
no fun.
No fun. And a lot of it happened, unfortunately, here on Tuesdays.
Well, that's your fault. I mean, it just
all
is.
My fault. What should an investor be looking at right now over the next year or so, Shelley, with all the challenges with the world economy?
Well, you know, we know about some things that can get in the way, and we call those headwinds. And we know that, for instance, when when a large economy like China's slows down to the point where their ability and need for imports is much reduced, that then ripples through the rest of the, especially the developing world economies. And so, we know about that. We know that uncertainty, whether that uncertainty be what's Greece going to do or what's going on in the Middle East and, the, for instance, the Iran treaty talks, all of those things create some hesitation on the part of especially the large investors to commit the kinds of monies that they need into the marketplace in specific industries that they might normally be interested in. We also know that because of income inequality, which is really a headwind in the marketplace, that companies, even though their profitability is looking very good, their propensity to take that money and plow it back into production and employment is circumspect. They're very, very careful about making longer-term investments because they just don't know on the demand side whether they can rely on steadily increasing demand to continue to, you know, to fuel an economy that is 68-70% consumer-driven.
Speaking of fuel, we've got the oil prices up to almost up to $50 a barrel, and a couple of weeks ago, the market would have really liked to have seen $50 a barrel.
So that's what's called a crosswind. Okay. And the reason is because in the old kind of Talmudic way of thinking about it, well, on the one hand and then on the other hand. So what's good about oil prices that are in the 40 to 50% range of where they were a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's good about it is that it creates a lowering of the cost of fuel for those industries and people for whom fuel is an important component of their daily expenditures. So, you know, you and I drive every day. We benefit from that. Airlines benefit from that. Trucking industry benefits from that. Home heating oil and that kind of thing. So the electrical generation industry benefits from that. And so what we're seeing is the equivalent of a redistribution of income from the large oil companies and from oil production companies to you and I and those people who consume oil rather than produce it. The net effect in the economy is probably close to neutral. However, the effect on you and me is that we have more money to spend. And in at a time when having more money to spend is critical for this economy's continued accelerated growth, that's a very good thing. So part of that crosswind, you know, the stuff coming from the left is a good thing. The stuff coming from the right is, of course, is, you know, how much of a slowdown is that going to cause in those industries that produce the stuff, extract it, produce it, service the wells and those kinds of things. So we also have some international benefits and dangers being caused by a lower price of oil. You know, one of the interesting things to watch is how it's affecting the economy of Russia. Because Russia is, to use the vice president's term, one big gas station. When their economy is so overly dependent upon being able to sell gas and crude oil, natural gas,
right,
and crude oil, then the question is it going to simply slow them down and make them be more reasonable in the way they deal with the rest of the world, or is it going to go all the way to panic and cause a real problem? I was listening to a program, I guess it was Sunday morning, where one of the experts was seriously concerned that this would affect Russia to the extent that they would lose their ability to control the outcome. And that of course, is something that you have to be very, very careful of. Also, when you have a commodity like oil going down as much as it does, it tends to drive other commodities down as well. And so that slows the progress in developing countries.
If you would like to talk more with Shelley Fishman, the best place to reach you is?
BuckmasterShow.com. Or my cell, you know, my business number, 940-0884.
And if you go to BuckmasterShow.com, we'll link you right over to Shelley's website. You can find out all about what he does and talk with him about your financial future. Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. 12:30 now on the Buckmaster Show. It is Gem Show time. This is the big week for the Gem Show. We'll talk about the big event at the TCC this weekend.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control's patented foam treatment process. Trusted to rid the military base on Johnson Atoll of termites. Trusted by Tucson and Southern Arizona residents to rid their homes of termites. Locally owned and operated since 1980. We know what bugs you. Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Our president began working on an alternative termite treatment process in the early 90s. In 2001, we were awarded a U.S. patent for developing this new method to protect homes from termites. Five Star, leading the pest industry in innovation from right here in Tucson. 886-0045 or fivestartermite.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday, Dr. Andrew Weil will answer your health and wellness questions. Also, a preview of the annual Old Fort Lowell Days. Buckmaster each weekday during the noon hour on Tucson's AM 1030, KVOI The Voice, and always on BuckmasterShow.com for anywhere in the world live streaming, podcasts, and our audio archive. Now on 12:35, this portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Silver City. Historic downtown Silver City, so much to offer over in Grant County, New Mexico. Makes a great getaway. Arts, hiking, birding, exploring the Mogollon Ghost Town, and of course, hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. Only 3 hours east of Tucson to historic Silver City, and great places to stay like Continental Divide RV Park, Fayetteville Hot Springs Resort, and Gila Hot Springs Ranch, to name just a few. You can check out all the great places to stay and things to do by visiting their very nice website. It's Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org. Well, the main public event of the Tucson Gem and Mineral and Fossil Showcase gets underway Thursday through Sunday at the Tucson Convention Center. With us on the Buckmaster Show is Paul Hartner. He is the 2015 show chair, and he will be telling us about what amounts to the 61st year as the big event now for the Tucson Gem and Mineral Society, the show at the TCC. Paul, how are you?
I'm fine, Bill. Thanks for so much for having me on the show today. It's always fun to come by and visit with you.
It is always fun to talk with you about the shows, and over the years, there's really been a different theme every year, correct?
Absolutely, which is amazing to think about all the treasures of the earth that over 61 years we haven't had to duplicate, but this year we're featuring a little different theme, minerals of Western Europe. It's a region that we've never focused on, and as many of your listeners will know, during the 17th and 18th century, Western Europe was the hotbed of mineralogy and the study of minerals and crystallography and the development of so many scientific instruments that were used in the study of minerals.
What's your kind of marquee attraction this year, Paul?
Oh, gosh. Well, of course, we have our great museum partners. The U.S. National Museum, the Smithsonian, will have some spectacular exhibits. The Gemological Institute of America always has great exhibits, but one that should be of a lot of interest to folks because the world's most deadly metal, gold, will make an appearance in a specimen called the Thunderbolt, and it looks just like a bolt of thunder coming out of the sky with an arrow-shaped head. It's a piece of gold that was recently discovered in Australia, and it will be at our show. I hope all our guests will be able to get an up-close look and take all the photographs they want.
Paul Harder is with us. Paul is the show chair for the 61st Gem and Mineral Society event that really, it didn't always, of course, happen at the Tucson Convention Center. I believe it started in an elementary school, didn't it?
Absolutely correct. Helen Keeling Elementary School was the first show, and then to the fairgrounds and to the North Exhibition Hall, and finally into the facilities that we have today. It's pretty amazing. We take up or use over 200,000 square feet of space for 250 dealers, 150 special exhibits. We have lecture series. Go to the TGMS website, tgms.org, and check out our lecture schedule. Just lots of activities for kids of all ages, from youngsters to oldsters.
I like to think of this show as kind of our local show. I mean, of course, we have dozens of opportunities and venues to choose from during kind of what has expanded now to over 2 weeks of the Gem, Mineral, and Fossil Showcase. But this is the event where it's kind of Tucson's homegrown event, which has grown, I think you were telling me before we went on now, 20,000 people over the 4 days come to this event.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill, for bringing that up, because we're particularly proud of the fact that this is a local show. The Tucson Gem and Minerals Society is an organization for people that reside primarily in the Tucson area, but we have members from around the country. But it is a local organization. It's a volunteer organization. And one of the things that we're most proud about is giving back to the community in the form of educational programs for grade schools and high schools. And then at the college level, supporting scholarships for students at the University of Arizona. So we're really proud of that and the fact that everything stays in the Tucson area, and then we have the opportunity to give back.
Paul Harter is with us. Paul is the show chair for the Tucson Gem and Mineral and Fossil Showcase, the big show for the Mineral Society, Tucson Gem and Mineral Society this weekend. Gets underway Thursday, runs through Sunday, and the TCC has been remodeled. How does the venue look to you, Paul, and your colleagues as you're setting up right now?
Boy, I've been down there. I was down there yesterday, down there earlier this morning. The new management at the Tucson Convention Center has really made an effort to clean it up and have it absolutely spick and span. The facility looks absolutely beautiful. We're thrilled to death to be back at the facility. The new management has gone out of their way to accommodate Tucson Gem and Mineral Society. We couldn't be happier.
Paul Harter with us, and we're talking about the big show getting underway at the Tucson Convention Center. It will be starting on Thursday morning. The doors will open, and they will continue through Sunday. And it really is an opportunity to see things that you would not see anywhere else in the world. I mean, this is the events and the museum items alone. It's like putting a huge museum in the Tucson Convention Center.
Bill, that's a great way to describe it. It's the best 4-day mineral museum that you'll ever visit, because you have museums from around the world that have brought very select pieces. You've got private collectors from around the world who have brought portions of their collection. And one of the things that I tell people is that if you had the time and you had the money, you'd still never be able to see all these things in your lifetime. So come out and enjoy 150 cases of minerals and gems and jewelry, the best that the world has to offer, because they will be there. And as I mentioned, Smithsonian, for example, mm-hmm. They have tens of thousands of items in their collection. They can't all be on display. So each year they try to bring one or two or three very special items to put out on display that may not be on exhibit in Washington.
And the people and their stories, it's fascinating to go down and meet some of these folks that come to this event. And they really do. The vendors that you have, the dozens of vendors, I don't know how many you have this year, but they're really from all corners of this world.
Bill, we have 250 vendors at
Wow.
the show. These are a combination of mineral dealers. We have dealers that sell loose stones for those who want to make their own jewelry. We have finished jewelry, and we have so much more. But it's 250 dealers. We have dealers from North America, South America, Europe, Asia, mm-hmm. Australia, mm-hmm. Africa. I don't think we have any dealers from Antarctica, but we got dealers from every other continent.
There might be some minerals or fossils from Antarctica, though.
Actually, it's meteorites from Antarctica.
Meteorites.
Because as you know, when meteorites fall and come through the Earth's atmosphere, the crust will burn, mm-hmm. becomes black, mm-hmm. and so you see these meteorites on the ice fields in Antarctica, and they're relatively easy to pick out based on the color contrast.
All right, Paul, we're going to wrap it up with you, but we strongly urge folks to check it out, be among the thousands of Tucsonans. This is our show. This is really our big event with the rodeo, of course, coming up in a few days. It's a huge time of year in Tucson, and I know there are people listening to this program who are out here for the winter, and maybe they haven't been downtown to the TCC and checked out the GEM show, but I strongly think this would be a great opportunity for them to check it out.
Bill, thanks so much for having us. We look forward to seeing all of your listeners this weekend, Thursday through Sunday, open at 10 a.m., Tucson Gem and Mineral Society at the Tucson Convention Center, 260 South Church Street. Thanks
so
much.
Your website?
www.tgms.org.
for Tucson Gem and Mineral Society. Paul, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill. My pleasure.
All right, 12:44 on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to talk about the Tucson arts scene. It's our every other Tuesday arts report presented by Fox Tucson Theater next.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Perfection Auto Works knows that no one wants auto repair for Valentine's Day. People say it's just not sexy. Well, I'm here to tell you that it is, because your wife doesn't just drive a Porsche or a Mercedes, she wears it. You had the good taste to buy her that car. Now, have the good taste to take it to a great shop. Perfection Auto Works, 323-8650.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847. Please join the UA College of Science, which celebrates the premiere of its 10th free public lecture series starting Monday, January 26th. This year's 7 lecture series topic is Life in the Universe, which explores our universe of molecular, biological, and cosmic scale to ask, what is life and how do we recognize it? Each program starts at 7 p.m. More information at cos.arizona.edu.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, where the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report is sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown, Fox Tucson Theater. Excited to welcome Gladys Knight in concert this Sunday, February 15th. Gladys Knight is a 7-time Grammy winner and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee who has recorded more than 38 albums. Next up, still elated after Sunday's Grammy wins for Best American Roots Performer, and American Roots song and Americana album. The Fox will welcome Roseanne Cash on February 19th. Her latest release is The River and the Thread. It's earned a slot on numerous best albums for 2014. And for more information and to purchase tickets to see Gladys Knight in concert on February 15th and Roseanne Cash on February 19th, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Margaret Regan, who has been a writer for the Tucson Weekly since 1990. She is also a Tucson journalist who has authored two books. Her second book has just been released by Beacon Press. It is titled Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire. Margaret, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Very good. And we'll talk about your book and an upcoming book signing in a moment. But I do want to talk about your piece that will be appearing in the upcoming Tucson Weekly, which should be online by tomorrow night and certainly at all the locations by Thursday. And that is looking at one of really the top glass galleries in the United States, the Philibaum Glass Studios.
Yeah, Philibaum, as you know, is a wonderful place. And you're speaking of my anniversary with the Weekly in 1990. That's 25 years this month.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first stories I ever wrote was a review of glass art at the Philibaum Gallery.
And Philibaum, so they have been around a long time, to say the least.
Yeah, longer than I have, you know. No, and they do a wonderful job. This show that they have right now is very interesting. The man Henry Hallam, he's a leading, you know, pioneer in glass arts. Contemporary glass art, you know, as we know it today, mostly through the efforts of Philibaum here in Tucson, really only got started in the 1960s. Before that, there was mostly just production glass, factory glass, and a lot of professors, one at Wisconsin who actually taught Tom Philibaum, developed this process by which individual artists could sort of command glass and bend it to their will. So it's a fairly new phenomenon. And this man, Henry Hallam, now at Philibaum, he's 76 years old now, but he was a young man back then, and he worked with this guy Littleton at the University of Wisconsin. So he's really an early pioneer. And he taught at Kent State University for something like 29 years and really developed their glass program there. So we have the treat of seeing some of his work from the last 10 years. He's always doing something different with glass. But these works are glass boxes, sort of ordinary glass boxes filled with extraordinary things.
And so he takes, are they quite small, the boxes?
Or? Not too small. Okay. I would say some of them are up to, you know, maybe 20 inches high, maybe 2 feet. Some of them are small. But they're a good size, and he puts things inside them. Some of them are found objects, like little glass vials that he's picked up somewhere. Sometimes he sticks photographs inside them. In one of them that I really liked, there was a little house that looks like a house a child would build, but it's out of beeswax. And then he writes on the glass wall script. He does painting on glass. And then he also uses colored glass to make painted glass. So they're a really interesting combination of things that, you know, the purist would just use pure glass and nothing but. But he just thinks of glass as another art form, very interested in surrealism, very interested in contemporary art, which, as you probably know, uses all kinds of ordinary materials. So these are a real combination of, you know, that fine art skill and this sort of contemporary rebellious sensibility.
For folks who have not been to the Philibaum Glass Gallery, it's on South 6th Avenue. How did Tom start here in town? Do you recall how Tom Philibaum?
I'm sure he's told me that story. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I mean, because he was educated at the University of Wisconsin, and he's originally from Ohio. So it just slips my mind how he got here. But he was here way before me, I think early 70s, if I'm not mistaken. And really helped develop, and he's been such an advocate for glass, probably in a way to his own detriment, that he doesn't promote himself so much. You know, he helped start that glass school, the Sonoran Art Glass Academy, and that's been an amazing thing for lots of young artists in Tucson. They can go through there, and I believe they get credit at Pima College. So he's really just been a real father of glass in Tucson. And this show will be great. If you come on Saturday, you can hear this man, Henry Hallam, giving a lecture about his work for the whole course of his career, and you can see how glass art changed. And it's always fun to go down there. I'm sure you've been there, Bill.
I have.
Yeah, so you can always, there is a glass window in the gallery, and you can see the people working on glass. You know, they're sticking those long poles into the furnaces and bringing out globs of hot molten glass. It's really fun.
I don't know how they do it, but the end product is certainly lovely and very artistic. And of course, they have a lovely gallery where things are for sale. And so I strongly recommend. Do you know the time of the event on Saturday?
I do. I have it right here. It's 3:30 on Saturday, but it's not a big space. And they do suggest, if you want to go, to call the gallery and reserve a seat, because they're saying limited seating.
Again,
you can't crowd too many people in a glass gallery.
Okay. And again, that is 711 South 6th Avenue, the Philibaum Gallery. You've got a book signing coming up, and we will not be talking to you before the signing. We'll be talking to you shortly after, right before the Tucson Festival of Books.
Right.
But you're going to be at Antigone Books on March 6th, so folks may want to mark their calendar for that to talk about the new book, Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire. This book has just been released, correct?
Well, it's about to be released.
Okay.
It's actually not going to be out formally until March 10th, but there will be copies of the book at Antigone's on March 6th, that Friday night, for my reading.
And you will then be doing an event at the Tucson Festival of Books, and we'll go a little deeper into what the book is about during your early March segment with us on our arts report. But if you had to give us kind of the elevator pitch, Margaret Regan, what would you say about this book, which, by the way, and to your credit, has received a starred review in Publishers Weekly. They call it intimate and heartbreaking. So how would you describe it?
Well, I'm very thrilled about that star review, I have to say. If you're familiar with my first book, that was about the journey of migrants across the desert, over the border and across the Arizona desert. And it was about not only the tragic deaths, of which there have been thousands in southern Arizona since the turn of the century, but the impact of these journeys on border residents and the rise of the Border Patrol presence. So that's that story. This is almost like a sequel. What happens to people, and of course, as we all know, there are many, many undocumented immigrants living in the United States. Many of them have been here for years, and as we know, we've heard so many about the ones living here as children. And it's about what happens in their lives if somehow suddenly they get caught. They have established lives here. They have families. They have jobs. They have homes. And you know, one false move somehow brings them to the attention of Border Patrol or ICE. And so what happens to those little families that, you know, their lives are upended? I met with a lot of mothers in Eloy Detention Center. You know, a lot of them end up in the detention center, separated from their children. Sometimes the children, little U.S. citizens who had a loving parent, get placed in foster care.
And that's the heartbreaking part of it right there.
Extremely heartbreaking.
Margaret,
and then, of course, those who are not in detention who get deported, a lot of them have the same issues because they want to get back to their kids in the United States.
Margaret, we'll talk more about Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire when we meet with you in early March. Until then, again, the Antigone book signing and reading will be on March the 6th. Have a great weekend coming up. Thanks, Margaret.
Thanks, Bill.
The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on Buckmaster is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater. This Friday, the Fox welcomes back Roger McGuinn, renowned for co-founding one of my favorite groups, the folk rock group The Byrds. And of course, he'll be performing so many songs handpicked from his enormous catalog of recordings. Then on Saturday, the 21st of February, it's the Little River Band, the 40th anniversary tour. They have sold more than 30 million albums. To view the full schedule of Fox shows, including Steep Canyon Rangers performing tomorrow night, Roger McGuinn on Friday, Gladys Knight on the 15th, Roseanne Cash on the 19th, and Little River Band on the 21st. What a lineup! Visit FoxTucson.com. FoxTucsonTheatre.com. Great shows coming to the Fox. And a great auto mechanic with a great team is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. Mike has a great operation over just one block south of Speedway on North Beverly. If you're looking for an auto mechanic for foreign or domestic automobile needs, I recommend Mike Emery. PerfectionAutoWorks.com. This afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4, one of our other local talk shows. Mike Shaw hosts that show. Wake Up Tucson, of course, one of our landmark signature shows here on KVOI, 6 to 8 with Chris and Joe, the Daily Double, 8 to 9, and then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Ed Alexander at 12:04. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.